gentlemen, that completes our public hearings and our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Earlier this week, Joyce sent out a copy of a proposed public hearing date for 2011, if you could review them, and we can discuss them
soon.
Adopt them next week, hopefully, because we have to do advertisements for January and another week or so.
I will not be here on the 18th, so we got to have at least three. So if anybody's thinking about not being here on the 18th, I would ask you to kindly think again.
Week from tomorrow.
One week from tomorrow.
November.
Yeah, next week.
Our next meeting.
8 days.
Our next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, November is really tough to schedule, right? We had.
Yeah.
Luckily, I think it was actually lucky you decided to meet at 3 o'clock today.
Well, I was just going to point out to you, you know, it would be 5 after 10.
After 10, yeah.
On a holiday evening, holiday eve. So.
Mr. Chairman, one thing I want to point out, and we've been here for 4 hours, so I'm not going to beat it to death, but I was at a conference on Monday that was put on by Connie Holland and also the state's, it's the attorney that's in the governor's office. I guess he's in charge of planning, and he's also an ombudsman. And the statement was made, and it's relevant to what we just heard tonight, that on the plus comments, there was a real concern, and this was made by Ms. Holland, that the plus comments were including items that they'd like to have in them, and so that they were streamlining those comments. And that's well and good, but we get a situation we had tonight where there's comments and then there's plus comments. It seems to me, and I think because this ombudsman said, call me up if you've got concerns, I think I'm going to talk to him because this played out poorly. I mean, there was a set of plus comments that seemed like they didn't reflect what the state agencies were saying. So on the state level, the message either needs to be, don't make those comments, period, or we're including everything in the plus comments. You kind of can't have it both ways because it just created all kinds of trouble for us and for the applicant and for the opposition and everything.
Yeah, I had misunderstood the man. I thought he was saying that these folks had sent us stuff that one somehow wasn't in our record.
Right. No, and that's what's occurring, and I think we're going to probably see that on the extent we have any applications that are coming in, because that's the way they're doing the process now.
Let's get Lawrence to run a sale. You know. You have to run a special. Yes, sir.
Are you saying there's a judgment call as to what gets in and what doesn't?
See, the way she made the statement, I thought she was telling the state agencies or the plus participants, I don't want to see this stuff. You know, like, if it's in the law or you've got a basis for saying it, tell me and I'll put it in there. It didn't sound like there was comments and then somebody was making a call whether to include those comments or not. You know, and that's what I want to find out, because that's right. Just that's,
well, we need to find that
out.
Okay.
And they that's need to realize the effect it's having in real life here at our level or towns or whatever.
The irony is that the agency folks are engaging in the same type of behavior that lay people do frequently, and they come and they tell you what they wish you would do, you know, and that's just something they can't do. It's just like us. We, you know, regardless of how we might feel about something in the ordinance is the ordinance, and, you know, and that's why I was saying earlier, with this little break in the action that we have coming up, would be a good time to consider some of the new ordinances that we need to work on, and work on some of this stuff, because we're not going to be overloaded with applications. So I would just suggest to you this would be a good opportunity.
Yeah. Is that something we could do as an agenda item, Mr. Chairman? Is that something we could put on the agenda? You know, knowing that Mr. Ross isn't here.
Later on. Anytime.
Later on, yeah. Yeah.
Right now.
In December or January.
Put on there just our concern to the commission.
There have been discussion items that we've said we would like to put on the agenda at some point and discuss. Well, we're going to have the opportunity to do that, so let's not take a vacation just yet.
Well, there will be ordinances that we have to consider anyway.
I know.
And I know Patrick works with Everett Morgoth, is working on some.
Right.
One thing they're looking at right now is an ordinance to administrative variance, which is something you can't, Newcastle both do, and some of the towns do it, whereby if it's less than a foot.
You can do it.
I can do it. Most of the time it's going to be something that's already there and it's old anyway.
I think it's excellent.
And that's And we had a concern about that years ago because we had all the developers coming in from upstate and out of state, and we had interpreted what we would see from them would be that they get one variance, they'd administrative, they'd apply for every one of them, be the same. And but we want to word it so that it's may. The director can also refuse and be required to go to the board. So if you start seeing a repetition of the same project or the same developer, you
can say the same people, yeah.
So you can say no. So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
As I told Mr. Wheat earlier, I wrote three ordinances this morning for introduction for applications that have been filed. One of them was a violation, one of them was a repeat that's associated with another application, and that total of what's not advertised right now is 7. And conditional uses, changes, zones, and subdivisions. So we're going to have some time to
we should
meet and create an agenda for other purposes. Yeah.
Let's take advantage of that.
Yeah, I would like to see us have some discussion about what Mr. Johnson brought up tonight and Mr. Burton, because I think we're going to see issues around the Nanticoke and this Chesapeake mandate that while we don't have any input over the ag industry, but the residential component of the TMDLs has made very little progress as far as reduction. You know, I think the stats are 99% of the statistics can say what you want them to 50% of the time, and I think that they will say, you know, that they would do this. Hey, is this thing on?
It is.
But I think we need to have a discussion as a planning commission because we need to plan for this in the future. And be able to react, as well as let engineering know what they may have to do for the central sewer plants, because that's going to come into play. It has nothing to do with the CAFO.
Well, they know more about what's coming in than we do, because they're dealing with it through grants and everything else, EPA, state, and everybody else. So
USDA grants, etc.
Yeah, that's all the way they get their grants. They have to comply with all the federal mandates and state mandates anyway. So they're probably way ahead of the gun as them for information than we are.
Anything else?
We stand adjourned.